AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Jobless claims rose for the first time in a month. The Labor Department reports 23,000 more people applied for unemployment last week. It follows three straight weeks of declines. Western allies are saying that instead of subtracting Russian forces from the border with Ukraine, there's actually been a buildup of some 7,000 troops. Today, there were reports of shelling at the eastern border with Ukraine, now denied by Kyiv, which could be part of a misinformation campaign the U.S. has warned about.
According to Western estimates, with its weeks-long buildup, Russia has massed about 150,000 troops east, north, and south of Ukraine. Vice President Kamala Harris flies to Germany Thursday and plans to speak with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky as well as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
The State Department says the threat of an invasion is no less than it was before Russia claimed to pull back troops. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We need deeds to trust the words we have heard. We will not let our guard down.
The EU and France have announced that they're pulling their forces out of Mali. They say the government there is not doing its part in fighting extremism. Federal health officials are cheering a steep decline in the nation's COVID infection rate. White House coordinator Jeff Zients.
The CDC is looking at all of its guidance, including mask guidance, in light of declining cases and hospitalizations.
The cities of Philadelphia, Seattle, and even Washington, D.C. are dropping some of their vaccine mandates for indoor venues. COVID absences are so high in New Mexico schools, dozens of National Guard troops are being used as substitute teachers. For specialist Michael Stockwell, it's a lot different than the military.
You can't act Army with these kids. You can't speak the same way you would with another soldier with these kids. You can't treat them the same way.
This is AP News. An analysis by the Associated Press finds the Canadian protests that blocked major border crossings were largely funded by American anti-vaccine groups.
Minister of Public Safety Marco Mendocino says the organizers and leaders of the protest have a violent agenda.
At the core of the movement is anger, animosity, and in far too many cases, violence.
Mendocino says those behind the standoff are
driven by an extremist ideology where might makes right.
I'm Tim McGuire.
The leader of the U.S. Olympic Committee caused the decision not to award American figure skaters the silver medal that they won is frankly unfair to the athletes. Sarah Hirschlin says the skaters want to go home with medals, which are being halted because of a doping investigation against Russia. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.